Welcome back to Dove Valley with Greg Caldwell and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, and it's Friday. That means what we're taking a look at are the top storylines leading up to training camp. We talked about running backs last week and how that position that right now the time is wide open. Camp will sort that out, and so will camp for several other positions. That's where we start this week. We're going to talk about middle linebacker, maybe safety, that fourth receiver, positions that training camp is for, preseason is for. Go through the reps, put on the pads, see who comes out kind of taking the lead. We saw a little bit of that during the offseason program, especially mini camp before everyone broke for the short summer break. Let's start with middle linebacker, Gray. It's something that we've talked about quite a bit during the offseason program because it was all of a sudden a vacant spot. Jack Del Rio started out with Nate Irvin getting some time in there, and he used that time, I think, to his advantage.
Well, like you mentioned, Nate Irvin looks like he's going to get the first crack at that job. And right behind him is a free agent that they brought in, Stuart Bradley. He's got starting experience for two seasons in Philadelphia at middle linebacker. So he's obviously a valuable commodity to have in that competition. Then there's Stevie Johnson. He was here last year made the roster as a college free agent. So the team obviously likes what he brings. And it seems like those are the three that are really right now most in contention for that spot.
Now the interesting thing with Irvin, of course, I mean, you go back to 2011, he's a third-round pick, and I think ideally the Broncos would have liked to afford him to come in here and seize that job right away. But you had the lockout. You had a new defense. You know, Dennis Allen was coming in his first year as defensive coordinator. So a lot to absorb, and it kind of left him swimming in the deep end a little bit, and that's why he didn't play then. And then had that second year last year where he worked at strong side linebacker behind Von Miller. So he's had a really interesting career progression. Third year, and he was a third round pick, so fairly high. I mean, this is the crucial camp in every way for Nate Irvin. I mean, this is the camp that's going to probably determine what he is as an NFL player. So, you know, he's got the first crack, but no guarantee. And like you said, Gray, Stuart Bradley has a lot of experience. He's been in Arizona the last couple of years. They were a 3-4 defense, really didn't fit in that well. But he was a pretty decent 4-3 middle linebacker in Philadelphia. So, you know, it's either going to be an experienced guy or a young guy. Either way, I think the Broncos are going to be comfortable. But when you're looking at long-term roster construction and having faith in your draft picks, if Nate Irvin seizes that job over the course of training camp, I think it's a healthy thing for the organization.
A lot of his teammates said they noticed he was taking on more of a vocal role, more of a leadership role. Maybe that is an indicator, one indicator of how much more comfortable he is and just wanting to grab that position.
Well, that's definitely a trait that you need at middle linebacker. And Wesley Woodyard, who's probably the most vocal on the field right now, said he's even trying to relinquish some of those duties to Nate so he has a better feel for what it's going to take if he gets that starting role.
You need someone back there who can talk, you know, whether it's your Mike linebacker, and then even behind them, let's go to safety. That's another position that we're going to take a look at, and camp will be very important to kind of sort out who will be involved in that mix. We saw something for the first time we haven't seen since he came here, David Bruton getting a whole lot of reps during the offseason program, Andrew.
Yeah, and he has starting experience. Let's not forget that. He started in the 2011 playoffs after Brian Dawkins got hurt and Raheem Moore was struggling. So there is a foundation from which Bruton can work and use that to get some additional playing time. So the other thing that's interesting about Bruton, remember last year he and Jim Leonard, both of them occasionally worked as the dime back. So he's got experience playing, you know, not extensively, but definitely isn't green when it comes to playing in Jack Del Rio's defense. The other thing with Bruton, very athletic. A lot of guys will tell you he's been the fastest guy on the team for the last few years. Also big. I mean, he's 217 pounds. He brings a very unique size-speed blend, you know, well above average in that regard for safeties in the NFL. But, you know, sometimes it takes guys a little bit of time to find their role as an every-down player on defense. We'll look at Wesley Woodyard, special teams guy for a few years, and then steps into the every-down role. David Bruton, we know what he can do on special teams. And I think because of Woodyard's successful transition, there's the belief that maybe Bruton could be on the same kind of career arc and make that kind of transition to being a starting safety. Certainly, he's going to get a look at camp.
frankly, I think that is an example of why safety is going to be one of the most fun positions to watch in training camp. You still have, we're talking about David Bruton getting first team reps, but you still have both of last year's starters on the team. You have Raheem Moore and Mike Adams. So they're obviously not going to easily give up those roles. Then you got David Bruton, who's been getting some reps in there. They brought in Quentin Jammer, who's the team is going to try to see if he can transition from cornerback to safety. He can give them some of that versatility in the role that, Mace, you were talking about, where you can be on the field as sort of a cornerback and a safety hybrid anyway in the dime package. And a guy like Duke Iheanacho, he was a college free agent last year. He stuck around all year on the practice squad as well, so they obviously like what they've seen in him. So you got a lot of depth, a lot of quality competition at that one position.
And don't forget about Quentin Carter. I mean, he's right. A guy, he was a starter in 2011, actually beat out Raheem Moore for a position midway through the season. And then when you started training camp last year, Carter, Mike Adams, Raheem Moore were sharing the first team reps at safety. Of course, he had hamstring injury. He had microfracture surgery on his knee in September. And because of that, he's still recovering, so he was consigned to running laps around the field during OTAs. But if he heals up, he's definitely going to be in the mix at safety as well. And certainly, I mean, if you go back to 2011, showed a lot of promise that year, has good instincts. If he recovers from the surgery, could be a big part of the safety core.
And whether it's linebacker, whether it's safety, these guys are going to get a ton of reps once camp comes around. 7-on-7 drills, they run them pretty much every day when they're in pads. But Peyton Manning, whoever's back there playing quarterback, can't throw Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, or Wes Welker on every route. There's some other guys that are going to be challenging for that fourth wide receiver position that right now is completely up in the air. And training camp, I think if you do come here, that's another spot you need to keep an eye on, because they will come in with how fast this offense wants to go. They will come in and have an opportunity to catch some balls, make some plays for Peyton Manning, and really carve out their own role.
You know, one guy you look at is Tavarius King, the fifth round pick from the University of Georgia. I mean, you draft a guy, you're intending for him to be on the 53-man roster and have a role. Also watch Andre Caldwell, better known as Bubba around these parts. Coming back for a second year, really had a rough go of it after signing from the Bengals last year. You know, wasn't really involved in the offense. Looks like he's taking the next step forward. I think he and Peyton Manning had better timing working together on the field during OTAs and minicamp. And then other guys that might be in the mix, you'll see Trenton Holiday. He's a kickoff and punt returner. You know, he's probably going to get a few reps at wide receiver and will be in that mix. And also watch some of the guys who were practice squad guys last year. You know, Greg Orton was on Broncos practice squad in 2012. And Jarrell Robinson returns after spending 2012 on Arizona's practice squad. His advantage is that he's got good timing with Brock Osweiler, going back to when they were together at Arizona State. And he looked pretty good on the field at OTAs as well.
Yeah, Greg Orton, one of the guys who Adam Gase said a couple of times, he's healthy. And he really helped himself during this offseason program, showing what he could do when he wasn't fighting any injuries. With Greg Caldwell and Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for checking out Camp Storylines leading up to training camp. Again, we're going to do this every single Friday, leading right up until just a few days before training camp starts. So keep an eye out next week. You'll find it on DenverBroncos.com.